Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mads Madistrator Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1349, Showstoppers. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Ford, featuring voice-activated sync app link. Now you can control select smartphone apps with your voice, so you keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Check it out on the 2012 Ford Fiesta and at ford.com/technology. And by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 30% off your new account for 3 months, go to Squarespace.com and use the offer code CES1. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mads Madistrator, and the Giz Whiz. This is a very special weekly Daily Giz Whiz. Not going to be any better than what we've been doing in the past, but it will be unique. First of all, Leo's not here right now because he had to charge his cell phone. No, he had a better excuse. He's having dinner with the president of Ford. But look who I have as the co-host.
Hi, Sarah Dick. Lane.
Hi, Sarah.
Nice to see you.
Oh, did you do your homework?
Oh, no.
You don't do your homework
for things like this. You just walk around.
Oh, okay.
Showstoppers.
Oh, yeah. And it's a special Showstoppers because we're using something new.
Yeah, we sure are.
That you know about.
Yeah, I do. So,
do you feel like we're doing a teen show?
A teen show? Very. I mean, we're both so young.
Yes.
And
yes,
certainly.
Exactly.
Well, actually, I love sitting next to you because last night I had to stand next to Tom.
Oh,
and
yes.
And I could be wearing stilts and Tom still would be 6 feet taller than me.
Yeah, I know. He's a big man.
He's a huge man. But anybody knows when we do live tweet coverage, we always have the live view.
Well,
that's what you think, actually. And if you look, actually, at Burke, Burke is wearing what the larger...
Turn around.
You're a model.
Wow.
That is the live view that we've shown off in the past that you know and love, and that allows us to stream anywhere remotely from anywhere back to our studio and out to you, to our Twit audience. However, we're actually testing the LU40, which is it's not even half the size. It's not even a third of the size. It's like a tenth of the size.
Whoa!
This is what Hilton, he's our camera operator tonight,
wow,
has. I mean, it's basically a fanny pack. It's barely lighter than a chunk of change. This is the future of live view. Believe me, it helps the people who have to wear them be much happier after hours of live streaming.
Yes, Hilton was jumping with joy.
He can now because that's all that he's wearing. The LU40, we thank Live View so much for helping us give this coverage to you from anywhere. Tonight we are at the Wynn. It's one of the classier places in Vegas.
Absolutely, and we're at Showstoppers.
We're at Showstoppers in one of the large Wynn ballrooms, and we were at Digital Experience last night, which was a very classy event, but I gotta say, it's pretty nice in here.
Yeah.
Cream
brulee for dessert.
Hello. Dick had two.
No.
But everybody seems to be buzzing about at the show. We're all trying to figure out what's the big thing. What's the big thing? And I think one, certainly a standout, a showstopper, if you will, so far has been something called the yoga. You have not had a chance to try it out.
No, I have not. And I said to you, I want to do the yoga. And you said, oh, I know all about it. It's from Lenovo.
That's right.
So we're here at the Lenovo booth.
We are at the Lenovo booth.
And Steven.
It just so happens that Steven here is holding a yoga.
I am holding a yoga. And the very big thing at the event is a very small thing. It's kind of appropriate, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Have you been enjoying all the coverage that the yoga's been getting? Because people are really taking to this.
It's a huge hit, and we're loving the coverage. It's fantastic. It's a good product. That's why it's getting so much coverage, though.
All right, so let's see what it looks like. Because to me, right now, I've already seen this before last night, but at first glance, Looks like a laptop.
It looks like a laptop, and that's the beauty of it, because there's such a huge business with laptop computers. But it's a very thin ultrabook, a very sleek and thin design, 17 millimeters, and it looks like a notebook, right? It's very nice. But it is a Windows 8 notebook, so a little bit futuristic. Yep, we'll have it in Windows 7, but it's really going to pop with Windows 8. The challenge that you have, though, is Windows 8 is going to be a very much touch operating system. And you can see it's 10, use five of your fingers over here. Use five fingers. It's 10 finger touch.
Wow.
Right. So the, when you get 10 fingers, though, what's in the way? The keyboard.
Yes.
I don't need it. Well, I need a tablet PC, so I flip it around and I have a tablet PC.
Oh,
now, a lot of convertibles can do that. A lot of convertibles flip in the center, but we have a very unique design on our hinges that gives us the world's first multi-position, hence yoga, because a lot of people use their tablets sitting on the keyboard to watch a movie,
right,
or maybe in their kitchen doing a recipe or something, and they're using it like a tent. So it's multi-position. You use the angle that works for you because it can fit all of those. It's still a notebook. It's still a tablet, but it can fit all those different positions, hence yoga.
What do you think, Dick?
I like it. Now, when you said Windows 8, but there's a Windows 7 version. Is this out now?
This is not out. We announced it at this week here at CES, but it will launch a little bit. We'll actually ship a little bit later this year with Windows 7, and with Windows 8 this fall, we'll have it again. It'll pop really then.
And what's our price point?
We're looking at $1,000, $1,200, right around that price range.
That is really nice. So
I think a lot of people
yoga.
Are excited
I
about
like
the
it a lot.
About the price.
Yeah.
I am excited about the price. Yeah. I would spend my money on this, absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you showing off the yoga. It's so bendy.
It's
like a yogi.
It's bendy. Well, we're going to walk around. And did you see the tiny little mouse that Logitech has?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, Logitech is up over here.
All right.
So we'll walk
here, okay, Logitech booth. We actually...
Well, we can look and see what people are eating.
Looks like some
nice desserts,
some dessert,
dessert,
nice and some liquor.
They had some,
that tends
some
to be a favorite here in Vegas.
Yes, we didn't preset this up.
No, this is this is live.
We're just barging in.
Warts and all.
Working.
Pardon
working,
us.
Working.
Thank you.
And
so here we are, Logitech. Now we either didn't see Logitech last night or they weren't there. I'm not quite sure, but we didn't talk to them at Digital Experience last night. So let's figure out.
We want to see, have you tell us about this.
Yeah. Okay, this is the Logitech Cube. It was just announced last week.
We're streaming live, so let's, do you want to?
Yep, this is the Logitech Cube. It was announced last week. It's a grab-and-go mouse that doubles as a presenter. So I can give you a little demo if you want here.
Please, absolutely.
So you can see the cursor on the screen. To left-click, you click the top. Right-click is in the middle. And then to scroll, you just swipe your finger down the top of it. And then, as I said, it doubles as a presenter. So let me give you a shot of that. So to present, you just lift it in the air. You click the top to go forward. And then to go back, you just flip it over.
Now, what we're looking at is images that could be any slides at all. It's not just
we
just happen to be looking at images
of the
device itself.
Exactly.
But it would be perfect for a presentation. Wow, that's amazing.
Sales meetings. Yep, absolutely.
So there's a little dongle that what is it using Wi-Fi or Bluetooth?
That
or?
Is a Logitech unifying receiver, and so it can connect up to six devices on the one dongle.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay, that's the one that recognizes the keyboards and
exactly.
all the other yeah.
Any Logitech unifying product.
Okay. And price point on it?
That is $69.99.
And coming
It is available for pre-order now and shipping by the end of the month.
By the end of January.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Okay. And again, the name of it is?
It's the Logitech Cube.
The Logitech Cube.
Does it come in different colors?
It does. It comes in white and black.
White and black.
Well, okay.
That's all you'd need.
I love it. It's great.
Oh, my gosh. It feels like...
I was going to say, is that a dummy? But it
right.
looks just working.
There's nothing missing.
Wow. Really
that
neat.
Is so cool. I love this. It's sort of like the idea of the portable USB sticks.
I'll put my finger there so you can see.
But it does so much.
Or in keeping with our large, smooth surfaces.
It's like a pill box, but it's so much more.
you can use that if you want. It's like a pill box, but it's so much more.
Thank you so much.
All right, so we're going to play games now.
Are we?
Because we're going to go down the Wowie.
Oh, please.
So Wowie's in the same row.
All right. Oh, we're going back this way.
Back this way. Okay. And I bet you're glad that you... Hilton is so glad that he has the lightweight pack on today.
Yeah.
We're live streaming.
Into the crowd. You know, it's funny. When you go through here with our gear and our people, and we've got Liz behind Hilton.
Yes,
saying, make
yes.
Way,
we have people
way.
Fighting their
and
way
you,
through.
And people looking at us like, what? Who do they
what
think they are?
What are they doing? What are they doing?
They had a whole row down that way.
Okay, steer this man a little that way. There we go. And we have another few booths. Yep. You know what Hilton's doing? He's trying to hit every table that has drinks on it.
It's true.
Yeah,
we
I know.
Him.
I know him.
We
let's
know
see.
Your style.
Wowie. Okay, Wowie is...
Oh, there's Wowie.
There's Wowie.
All right, let's go this way.
Okay. Bum, bum, bum. This is so exciting. Okay. All righty. So we're live streaming. We're live now. Okay, very good. Can you... okay, we're live streaming here.
So we're playing Zombie Burbs here. Zombie Burbs is one of our apps from AppGear. And what we're doing is we're taking physical toys... And then this little figure actually plays the game. So it unlocks the characteristics of the game and it unlocks the characters and its specific missions. So when I put this on here, it unlocks the character. And now when I twist or aim, I'm attacking. So I can just do it just like that. And when the humans are knocked out, it collects the trash. When I take it off, it stops playing.
Is it iPod? Is it only for the iPad?
No, this actually works for iOS and Android devices, so any smart device it'll work for.
Even the iPad Touch?
The iPad Touch, it's going to be a little bit smaller work surface, so what we're going to do for the smaller devices, it'll unlock the characteristics and you just play the game traditionally. So the only reason we're limiting it is the size of the work area. You don't want your hand covering the whole thing.
So and the price point?
These are all $9.99. Yeah, so you get four characters... with the zombies, one of the characters will actually unlock the gameplay, and then there's four packs, so you can unlock different missions as you buy the different packs.
And is it out now or coming?
This will be out in April. In April, yes. This and then the Foam Fighters will be out in April, and then in the month after that, we're going to release two more apps, and then a month after that, we're going to release two. The idea with AppGear is we have a whole line of apps that interact with toys, and we're trying to bridge the gap between the game world and the toy world, and we're kind of making a new reality we're calling Amplified Reality. Low price point, easy to play. Retailers before haven't had a buy-in with the whole app buy. You know, it's been $5 billion last year, $15 billion this year, and it keeps growing. And before, retailers couldn't participate in that party. And now they have a low-cost entry, fun, easy to try, works on iOS, Android, and it's a new dimension.
App.
$9.99.
A slice of the app pie. I like that. Right.
Love
app
it.
Pie.
Very good. Thanks
right.
so much.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Okay, we're moving on.
We're moving on. What do you think? Does this feel lucky?
Yeah. Okay. For those
who need it most, communication.
Let's see what this is.
Emporia has for us.
Let's ask Greg.
Greg,
we're live streaming right now.
We're from Twit TV. We're looking for a real showstopper. Do you have one?
Yes, we do. We're Austrian manufacturer. We've been in business for over 20 years. We're in 30 countries in Europe, and we have international partnerships with both T-Mobile and Vodafone International. And we're here coming to the United States to roll out our corporation for the first time in early spring at CES. And we're going to be doing so with two mobile devices. The first would be the Emporia Click. And they're designed for simplified communication. And we work with the University of Cambridge to certify simplicity and usability and dexterity and ergonomics of the device of the design. We use a great TFT display, large screen and buttons, designated call buttons.
So is it for people who might have vision problems?
Vision impairment, people that
or
want
big
simple,
fingers
big
or,
fat
say, fingers.
You know, I really only call three people.
Yes, or three people, or they want to specify to three people. Yeah, so the other thing that we do is we use a call for care button, which is unique to Emporia. So if you press and hold this button and you have five designated numbers sequentially in your phone book, This will dial those five numbers. So say if you've fallen, you've been injured, or mom or dad forgot to pick you up at school and you're a little bit mad and aggravated, you don't know their numbers off the hand, you press and hold. It'll dial their numbers until you get in contact with them.
Is there a message?
It's an emergency.
So emergency. Yeah, it's what we say call to care. So if you get to the fifth and it really is an emergency, it would automatically, you would designate that for 911, and then that would automatically go to 911. But in most cases...
Does it play a message if someone answers?
No. What happens if somebody answers, it will go automatically to speakerphone. So when you dial the button, it automatically goes
to
speakerphone.
Right.
So you no longer have to be handling the device or holding the device. So
okay,
it's a very unique feature.
Yeah. So it could be good for kids or older people or people who have maybe...
Multi-generational. It's multi-generational from a device.
How much will that be and when will it be available to the U.S. market?
Early spring in the U.S. market. Canada and Latin America for this particular device. And then also in early spring, we hope to be launching we will be launching a ruggedized device called the Emporia Solid. So this is a waterproof military spec device. So dust resistant, drop impact resistant device that also is very simple, easy, intuitive to use.
Nice big numbers on it.
Big numbers, big buttons. And this is all more for the construction segment, the outdoor, the backpacker that wants to take their SIM card out so they don't ruin their smartphone like I did already this past weekend and crack the screen. So
that's a heartbreaker.
It's a heartbreaker every time you do this on a weekly basis. But what's unique about these two devices with the Emporia Call for Care button, they'll both actually work with something that we call the Emporia Safety Watch. So both of these devices can be placed.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I'll pull another device out of my pocket very shortly. But what we also do is with the Emporia Watch, I'll press and hold one of the buttons. So say I'm in the shower or I'm falling down near my chair and my chair is over there and my phone's on the other side of the room. I can press and hold the button. It'll turn on the speakerphone. You'll dial your numbers.
So the watch is just...
Because you're more likely to just be wearing this.
Yes, this is a waterproof watch, so you can press and hold the watch. It'll dial the number for you. It will also send via AGPS your location and a message to 911 that there's something wrong, you need to come help me out.
Give us some price points.
So you would probably see this in early spring at a retail price point sub $150,
okay,
and this sub $100.
Wow.
So it's very, very unique and affordable
and
in the marketplace.
And the calling plan is whatever you normally have.
So it's
there's
an
no additional
device,
charge.
And
for
we hope to be partnering with a couple of the U.S. carriers or regional carriers with the United States and then a couple of the Canadian carriers and Latin American carriers.
And how would the watch, how does the watch talk to the phone?
The watch, via radio frequency, low frequency radio frequency.
And so what is the range for that?
So you're looking at about under 300 feet.
Okay.
So you could have something if you went to go grab your mail and the device was still there. It would still be able to do that and press and call and activate your emergency services for you.
And the price of the watch?
So we would be looking at someplace under $150 from a retail perspective.
If I had that, I couldn't wait to fall down.
Yeah?
I would fall down all the time.
Sarah,
25 million times a year in the United States, somebody makes a fall.
Well,
so,
that person should really get help.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Emporia. People can find out more at Emporia.
EmporiaTelecom.com. And our website just went up a couple of weeks ago for the United States.
Well, congratulations. Okay. I hope you do well in the market. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
Take care. Thank you.
And the show stopping continues.
On and on and on.
We continue.
And we're going to grab some chicken off this man's plate. This man has seen us before because he just hit his
food. I think he thought you might actually do it.
Yeah, I think I did. Did you see him pick his plate up and hold it close to him? All right, let's try another row. Let's go down this row.
Let's go down this row. There's so many rows.
Yes.
You can't really go wrong.
No. Okay, let's see what we have here.
What do you think about body media, Dick? Does that speak to you?
Yeah. Oh, is that the fit?
Well, it's not. It's not the.
Oh, it's not the.
Well,
all right.
It's something called the fit.
No,
it's not the fit bits.
No, no.
Well,
I thought it was the. What was the thing that Leo had in?
I think you might be thinking of the Fitbit. Not sure, but let's find out.
Oh, the Fitbit. I was thinking
of that.
Yes,
what it was.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what Body Media has.
Okay.
Hi, we're live streaming, so okay. So tell us about Body Media.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
This is the Body Media Fit armband.
Okay.
You wear it and it's tracking your calorie burn, activity levels, and how well you sleep at night.
Okay.
Sends all that information real time to an app in your iPhone or Android so you can track progress along the way against goals and targets that you've set for yourself in health and fitness.
Okay, so I had a Jawbone app briefly before it malfunctioned and I had to send it back. People who are familiar with the Jawbone app might say, oh, it's like that, right?
No, it's not like that at all.
It's not like that, Sarah.
So the Jawbone app used an accelerometer. We actually have four sensors. We're measuring actual biometrical data, including skin temperature, heat flux, and galvanic skin response. And then we also have the three-axis accelerometer as well, combining all of that data, which is 5,000 data points per minute, into algorithms to give you greater than 90% accurate reports on calorie burn activities in your sleep.
And how is this data being sent to your wireless device?
Via Bluetooth technology. Via Bluetooth, right. And then you can plug the armband into USB, and that uploads the data online, where you can see real minute-by-minute detail of all that activity.
Is USB also how you charge the devices?
Correct.
And price points.
So we have two products available today. One of them is Bluetooth. That's the one that sends the live updates to your smartphone. It's $199 MSRP. And then we have another that's four that doesn't utilize Bluetooth and just uses a USB cord. And that armband is $179 MSRP.
Now the Bluetooth version, does it also have USB in case you want to use it?
That's right. That's right.
So the extra $20.
Right, and both armbands will store 12 days worth of data on board the device without being plugged into the USB.
What about if you, I mean, is there water resistance here? Do you have to be careful of moisture? Because I know when I work out, sometimes I'm sweating.
What is that? So we like sweat. We like seeing that. That's vigorous activity and very good for you. But as far as being waterproof, no, we're not. We're not waterproof or water resistant.
Very good.
Excellent.
Well, what do you think? Are you ready to just
I'm still trying to figure out the picture of you liking to sweat, and he says sweat is good.
Sweat is good. Because they can measure it.
You guys should have one on at CES. You should be measuring all these steps you're taking and how far you're walking and all that kind of good information.
Yeah, we
should.
We should
be.
We should be paid by the step.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
Have a good show. So quite a bit of... We haven't talked about it as much, at least in our coverage thus far, but exercise, wearable exercise technology does seem to be a big trend these days.
A very big trend. And also, I forgot to ask him, some of the units actually will track your sleep and tell you how many hours of real sleep you had.
It's true.
Oh, by the way, A-Gloves, we did... last year. They're really...
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what? You can just see in the photo there, they have little fibers all through the gloves so that it works with your touch screen.
Oh,
so instead
that's
of having
nice.
Gloves where your fingers stick out through a hole, the gloves themselves are totally conductive.
So you're not dependent on a glove that just has a little area on your index finger?
Some of them have a little metal dot.
But then others, it's just the material that the glove is made
exactly.
of, so it would work at any point.
The fingertips pop off, which is ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous if you're in a cold enough climate that you need gloves. I mean, you don't really want the edge of your fingers to be.
I think they were like $15, but they're nice.
These are nice. Oh, I see. There are quite a few gloves to choose from. Some without fingers.
Gloves. And we're going to find out what Feed Air is because this guy I walked by before and he has a moving LED display. And, someone else is there ahead of us.
I'm intrigued.
Well, we'll get someone else. We'll get a different group. Are you with these folks? Okay, we're actually live on the air right now.
Okay.
Hi.
So if you can.
We're from Twit TV. Nice to meet you.
My name is David
Avital. Hi,
David. Okay, David.
And I'm the CTO of Feeder.
Oh, okay, great. And so we walked by and we saw the scrolling display.
Yes.
And what are we seeing?
So Feeder is your new friend.
Can we hold a device while we're talking about it so everybody can see what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a new LED ticker
for your... Oh, show us one that's moving.
That's moving, yeah.
We've got to have
connected.
A working model.
Oh, here we go.
Right now, so if you want
I see. That one's molded in. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, you know, Hilton can take a quick shot.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Okay, so you can tell us
about it.
It
he's actually
so
looking.
So it's an LED display. It's that's going to aggregate all of the bombardment of information, your personal information you have, into a short and a friendly messages.
You mean like our tweets and our
exactly.
Facebook?
So we have a widgets there. You can install visual widgets on that feeder. And for example, if you want to track like a Twitter channel, you just add this Twitter. And you know, when there's an update come, it's going to stream. But it's a non-invasive way. This is the important stuff. I can see it. I can feed my mind. And then I can make a decision. So short messages, I have like stock widgets. You know, I can, you know, track my stock. I have weather. And
how do you make sure that these messages are going to show up in the feeder? How does it connect with whatever system you're using?
So we have a very unique technology that everything is in the cloud. The actual software, like very tiny software running here, and everything is going to cloud. So when you're outside of home, you can just, you know, just see what's happening, install the widgets. It's going to go on your phone, and through the cloud going to go also the feeder LED. Let me give you just an example. You know, for example, I live in Israel. You know, my grandmother, she doesn't know how to open her laptop. She doesn't have a laptop. She doesn't know how to use the computer.
She calls me all the time
exactly,
about that.
Exactly, but
yeah.
she has a feeder, and I send her messages from here to Israel, and she likes it, you know. She's just sitting out there.
So she is her device connected via Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi, yes. Yeah. So there's a Wi-Fi. It's a Wi-Fi-based device, and the USB cable is just only for power. So it's a fixed point. You can have one, you know, in your kitchen, having a recipe widget, showing like a recipe. You can have like cook with the widget. If you have it in your desk, and for example, a lawyer that doesn't want the secretary to interrupt him, so we just put the feeder, and he can see the message, so I'm not going to interrupt you. And then, you know, if it's really important, I'm going to go and grab this guy.
I don't know, David. I don't know if I'd want to read a recipe this way.
Why?
Well, what if I miss a detail?
Can you go
it's
back?
Going pretty quick.
Can
it
go
yeah.
backwards?
Is there
a repeat button?
There is a repeat button,
okay.
Yeah. And you can actually, you know, it's an interactive. So if you make a, you know, you cook, you can cook with the feeder. Because, you know, when you say, it says, you know, you take some tomatoes and wait, you know, put it in
can
the pot.
Pause?
3 minutes, it will wait 3 minutes. And then, you know, you can just continue and, you know, make the recipe online. Because recipes are very boring today. You can, you know, you just read them, you remember, but usually it's not interactive. So those kind of really cool, simple messages, retro LED, and that can, you know, give you some really...
Now, did you say it edited your tweets, for example?
Yes. Yes, you can add your tweets, your favorite tweets, and when there's an update
add
coming...
Add them, not edit them.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought... I
heard that. Too.
Yeah, if you get... 100 tweets a day.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that thing going to be going berserk?
So if you're going on in a channel that is 100 tweets, you can also filter, you know, what, like, you know, text filtering, like what the text that I want to really want to know about.
I want the text that says you're really doing a good job, and then there would be like just
the
one
good
a week.
Feedback.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well,
right.
So you're an Israeli company. Is this FeedAir available worldwide?
It's available. It will be available in March. In March right now, we have you know, a few samples
okay.
demoing, and it's going to cost $50.
Okay. Now, is there a monthly fee?
So basically, it's free. You install the app.
I don't like that basically part.
Okay.
Okay.
Installing the app is free.
Okay.
Installing the widgets are free. But we have a developer community, so when, you know, you can develop, you go online now and develop a widget. And if you make like really, really cool widget, you can price it. So you can install, when you install a specific widget, you can have
it's like the App Store.
It's all an opt-in type of a thing.
For free, and some of them are, $0.99.
Exactly, but one of the very interesting things we see here for advertisers, because when this feeder is right now, has no updates for me, I can put advertise. You know, advertiser can put something, but targeted advertisement.
So there's a way to make money here.
Imagine that. Thank you. $50, you said.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you,
David. That's the FeedAir.
Yes, yes. We're it's like a very moving experience.
We're like fish.
Interactive.
We're a school of fish.
Okay.
You don't see all the people in back of us that are partying.
That
Caesar
are being
party.
Knocked over. Okay.
I do.
Poor Burke just got knocked to the ground.
Oh, Burke. Poor Burke.
Okay.
Oh, he's got the big live view. That's why Hilton's still standing. He's got the nice
Should we ask what else?
LU40. I have noticed that the idea that people want to read things like tweets stock updates, short messages on a device other than their computer seems to be gaining steam. I guess you just need the desk space, really.
Yeah. The thing is, do you want to be reading all that stuff all the time?
No, because it's like my Facebook ticker. It's very annoying.
Yeah. It's the same.
I think it's good for somebody.
there you go. You know, if they want to use that as a
someone
quote.
Somewhere will want this.
Yes,
well, I know
yes.
that there are people watching the stream saying, oh, I would like that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say it's not good for everybody.
Well, you know, if they do pull quotes, Sarah Lane said, somebody somewhere might want this.
You know, somebody somewhere probably wants something else, and that is the technology inside the new 2012 Ford vehicles. Dick, you know all about this.
I always want to learn more.
You do, good. Well, one of our sponsors for this very special episode of the Daily Gizwiz here at Showstoppers is Ford itself. And in fact, Ford, as anybody who watches Twit knows, is one of our most delightful sponsors because they have amazing car technology. Car tech is the new thing.
They love car tech.
Is absolutely at the forefront of it. And in fact, Ford Sync's AppLink is what we want to talk about now, because AppLink is the way to basically install apps within your Ford model and talk to them. Hands free.
I like it.
Let's say you've got the Pandora app. You've got a Pandora app, but wouldn't you like it in your 2012 Ford Focus?
Yes.
So that you're driving, you don't want to have to touch anything. If you want to start a radio station, you can say something like, play my, what kind of music do you like?
Classical jazz.
Play my classical jazz Pandora station. Boom. You like the song? Thumbs up. You can thumbs down. You can skip to the next song. You can quit the app. Well, that's what Pandora does.
Wow.
So it's the Pandora experience just within Ford. Thank you, Burke.
Yeah, this is good. Right.
Yeah, so we could go on and on. What's nice about this is that this is pretty new. People are still getting used to this idea. But Ford is using their API to work with developers so that as the months go forward, you're only going to be seeing more and more apps like this. Music apps, apps that will read your tweets back to you when you're going to be in the car for an hour, but you don't want to miss breaking news type of
stuff.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's all part of Ford Sync AppLink. We thank them so much for sponsoring this episode of the Daily Gizwiz. And if you want to know more, Ford.com/technology. That's Ford.com/technology. They've got
I'm writing that down.
They've got information. They've got everything. You definitely want them in your radar this year.
And in your car.
And in your car, most importantly.
Yes. Oh,
and
yeah.
Let's say,
oh, yeah. Sharper image.
Go wrong with Sharper Image.
No, with Sharper Image, you know, the stores are gone.
And I miss them.
Yeah.
I used to really like the Sharper Image.
If you had an hour to kill,
that's exactly
right. You go in and look for gadgets.
So true.
But the brand still exists. So
it definitely does.
We're stopping by the Sharper Image booth. We're live streaming.
Here we are.
Okay. Are you guys with, who's with Sharper Image?
We are
okay.
Sharper Image.
Okay, good. I wanted to learn about this doc.
This here?
Yes. So our cameraman Hilton's going to step in.
Ergonomical laptop stands. Basically, this one has a built-in fan, it has speakers, it has a light, and it has a microphone. So it's perfect for media, for multimedia things. It's perfect for video conferencing. It's perfect for gaming. This one over here raises the monitor to eye level so that it prevents neck strain. It has a built-in keypad. It has built-in touchpad. And this one in particular has built-in fans. So It's this one is actually cooling my laptop as you work. And
well, why would you want to add a keyboard to a laptop with a keyboard?
Because that way you are ergonomic. Your posture is ergonomically correct. You're looking straight into
Okay.
It keeps you from doing this sort of
that
neck
good.
Hunch.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. And price point on this?
This one, price point, you got me on that one. But this one is, I think it's 34. It retails for 34. This one retails for 84.
Okay.
34?
34. For the dock only, right?
Yeah, for the dock. Yeah, the computers are not included.
No, I know, but the lights and the mic and everything is...
Yes. Okay. It's one laptop stand.
Okay.
Well, $34 seems lower than I thought it would be.
Okay. This one is 84. This one is the top of the line, so everything goes...
Okay.
This one is a new desk that we have developed.
So we're down here in the lower desk here.
It's basically a stereo desk. Basically, it has four additional USB ports that you can connect whatever you want to it. You can connect your iPad, your iPod. You can listen to your music. You can then take your laptop to bed and leave your iPod there to charge or to listen to your music. And it also has a built-in fan, so it cools your laptop as you're working too. So it's a great.
And it looks like we have another fan-based product here as well.
Oh, I'm a big fan of yours.
This one is also ergonomical. It also raises the monitor and it cools your laptop. It has a built-in keyboard. This one has a built-in touchpad. So it's a complete package.
So now that Sharper Image has no more stores, where do people buy these?
You can buy them online. You can buy them in retail stores.
SharperImage.com?
Yes, with Sharper Image, you can. Some of them you can buy on SharperImage.com, and we have also developed our own brand, which is too cool. This is our own brand, which is too cool.
Oh wait, wasn't too cool a fan company?
No,
this is the name of your
company. It's a registered name.
Okay.
So look for us.
Are these available now? Or?
Yes, these are all available now. These are available products. This one's coming in February, but everything else is in stock and ready to go. You can buy them on Amazon.com as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Sharper
much.
Image,
thanks.
Alive and well.
Yeah.
At Showstoppers and Beyond. Available at Amazon.
Okay,
and Sharper
we're
website.
Walking. We're walking. Nicole is pointing to something.
We are walking.
She's pointing and pointing.
Tom Merritt, this guy.
Oh, wait a minute.
You give
Hang
him
on.
The night off and
Hang
he's
on.
Still in your hair.
Hang on.
All right.
Oh. Wait a minute. Wait. Sir,
we're
terribly embarrassed that he took your food.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, Jason.
You know.
How awful.
I was hungry.
No, they have tables with it. You don't have to
Tom,
run around.
Last night
yeah.
I asked you, are you going to Showstoppers? And you said, and I quote, you know, I go over here and then I think, why am I here? And here you are.
Yeah. I can't stay away.
Apparently not.
and I know why I'm here.
For the food.
It's the lasagna. Right. Yeah. How is it?
Said to me,
it's actually really good. They have great food at Showstoppers.
I thought about it and I thought, why don't I go over there and ruin their shoot since you ruined ours last night? No. The food is good, isn't it?
It is. It's always good.
Yeah, no.
Good job to the Showstoppers crew.
And creme brulee for dessert.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you got. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
Oh, yeah, right. You know, we run
we'll,
a, you know, Twit.
We'll
it's a very tight
go
ship.
Go back to work.
And any variation.
Enjoy your night off, guys.
I don't think I can get back on track. I
don't know. I'm going to have to talk to somebody about this. That Tom Merritt.
Why is Lisa not keeping the riffraff away from us?
Life proof? That sounds like when someone gets kidnapped.
Oh.
You know, life proof.
Let's see. What else?
Besides this delightful food display?
Well, let's go to another.
Wow.
Let's go up another aisle. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we should show people the food.
Well, Tom just talked about how wonderful it was. So
okay,
you can at least get an idea of, you know, this is a pretty classy event.
Okay.
This is one
is
of the things that people they don't talk about enough.
No,
at
I
CES
know.
Is that they have all these parties and people come. And it's for the gadgets, but it's also for the ravioli.
Yes, and the looks like pasta bolognese.
Yeah.
And like
all
popcorn
sorts of
chicken
other things.
Or something.
I mean, it just goes on.
Egg
and on.
Rolls.
Wow.
Spring rolls. Oh, my word. Okay.
Now, we do see some familiar brands.
Okay,
Moshi
we
is
do.
Always a mainstay.
Oh, Third Rail. Little like the Third Rail.
Third Rail Mobility, huh?
Third Rail has a system where they make phone cases where the battery snaps onto the phone case so that in case you get a new phone, the battery is still usable. So let's just see what they're introducing.
Let's see if they've got something new and exciting for us.
Let's see if we can find some mobility people. Hi.
Hi there.
Can you help
us? Who works at Third Rail?
Hey, how you doing? We're actually, can we interrupt for 1 second? We are actually live on the air now, okay? So, you know, we love your third rail battery system. So what are you showing new at the show?
Well, hi.
You know, show Sarah the system.
We've got sort of a fancy.
Sorry about this, okay? Jeff, yeah. Jeff also works at ABC News, where I'm at World News Now. So it doesn't matter that we interrupted him.
Third rail battery system, which is in production and shipping and available through many retailers. And essentially it's a very simple system that's a protective case, and you can add battery power to it when you need it, and also it'll charge hundreds of devices. So you can use a external cord like this, and you can plug in all kinds of USB devices.
Okay, so while it's charging the phone, it can charge
lots
else?
Of other things.
Okay. And I was saying to Sarah, the neat thing about this is if you change phones and change phone case, the battery goes with the new
exactly.
case.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. Yes, that's true. The other thing is that you can actually create a power hub. So at nighttime, like we all know when we're traveling in places like Las Vegas, there's not enough outlets in the hotel. You can actually stack these together, and you can use a single cord and charge the iPhone and also all three batteries.
It's like the Lego of phone cases.
You would never use it like this.
No, I know that.
Except to
right.
charge it.
Right.
And then we have the outports. So if you have three devices, like a Bluetooth headset, a second phone.
Oh, so everything can charge through.
Right.
Through your through the
you're
third
creating
rail.
Like a power
wow.
hub. So good. Essentially you have almost your own power strip or power hub.
Okay. And it's really just a matter of getting a case that fits a variety of phones. It's not just for the iPhone
do
or not just for
iPhone?
A model of phone.
Well, this is for the 4 and 4S right now.
Oh, okay. Very
and
good.
We haven't developed one yet for another platform. We're looking to determine which one that okay. makes the most sense.
Well, I would say do my phone.
Okay, do your phone. And the other things that we're showing at the show are some new color selections
okay.
that we'll be coming to market with.
We've so, come. Well, Hilton is moving in there to show the new colors. And that's okay, Jeff. Stay there.
And we are,
it's like free talent.
We're previewing the colors.
Right. Okay.
So
great.
That we would like to get people's opinion to see what they like the best.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And so
good.
We're showing these variety of colors, and we'll
and
come
give
to
us price points again.
So this is the combo, and essentially this is $89.99.
Okay, the case and one battery.
And one battery.
And how many milliamps in the battery?
It's 1,250 milliamps.
Okay. Very good.
We're also previewing another battery that will be coming to market very soon with. That's a 2,000 milliamp hour battery, and it only adds about a single millimeter to the thickness of the battery.
Great.
So,
okay.
So these are sold separately if,
Jeff,
let's say, you lose the battery or something?
They are.
Okay.
And this is a smart battery, and this sells for $59.99.
Okay. Great.
So you get the bundle for $89.99?
And the battery for $59.99.
Very good.
Okay. You also sell the case by itself for $39.99. if you want to have an extra case.
Seems like you'd want both of them together, yes. really. This is great. Love
Jeff,
the colors.
Sorry about that.
Oh, thank you. Thank
okay,
you very much.
Okay, thanks.
And find out more at
www.thirdrailmobility.com.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, I really don't want to tick
Third
you
rail
off.
Mobility
okay,
at
thanks.
Third
I'll see you back in New York.
.com.
It's so funny. That guy is an engineer for ABC News.
Well, you hear
and
him.
He says that he's the one who puts my spots on the air, so we didn't want to tick him off.
Right. Right. Ooh, now this is something that that caught my eye because it's earbuds, earphones that won't fall out.
Okay.
I have weirdly shaped ears, and earbuds always fall out of my ears.
Well, then let's see if we can.
I think we should
let's
give it
get
a go.
This guy.
Ooh, Hilton is actually
yes.
wearing them.
Are you wearing them?
Our
oh, okay.
esteemed camera operator actually has a pair of earbuds that he's pointing to in his ears right now because he apparently has weird ears too.
Let's see if we can get Michael,
let's
maybe.
Let's see if we can squeeze
yeah.
in here. Let's see if we can.
We need you, okay?
We need your buds.
Okay, all Seth. Right.
All right.
We're live.
Hi, Seth.
Okay.
How are
okay.
you?
I'm doing just
okay.
great.
Okay.
All right, so I was just telling Dick that I have weird ears, and earbuds don't stay in my ears.
There you go, folks.
Yep, they're
it
weird.
Weird.
They're misshapen. I'm alien-like.
They've never been shown on the air before.
I'm sorry.
I hope you're not eating.
Yes.
Right.
Children, please. You might want to look away. So is this the solution for me?
This is absolutely the solution for you. We guarantee it. So what we've done is we've developed an earphone for athletes by athletes. It's the twist lock technology that makes it different. So what you do is you insert, twist, and it's locked in place. I hope you've seen our athlete and proves that our earphones will not fall out. They're guaranteed to be comfortable and guaranteed to stay in place.
Who's your athlete?
Well, our athlete's right here. He's a parkour expert, and you'll see him doing
a hardcore expert?
Parkour.
Oh, sorry.
When you jump off, you know, like...
Okay. I didn't know when they might stay in during anything.
How do you describe parkour? You just run around and jump on stuff.
And do lots of flips. Going upside down with earphones isn't generally something you can do with earphones. With ours, they're absolutely guaranteed to stay in place, and you'll watch him. He'll do it all night long. Now, we are all hardcore athletes, my friend.
Is he doing it?
He is.
Okay.
This guy is actually doing some flips.
Walk down with us, Hilton. Walk with us, Seth.
Right, okay.
Whoa. All right. He is parkour.
Okay.
For sure.
Do it again. Do it. Make him do it again.
We'll absolutely make them do it again. And what we have here is we have earphones that are developed by hardcore athletes. I'm an Ironman triathlete. My partner is a 24-time marathoner.
Just do your thing for us.
We have an entire group of athletes inside our company.
Tell us your name.
That's exactly what we do.
I'm Kyle.
We test everyone's products.
And he has on his... Wow. Pretty nifty.
They're tight. They're not going anywhere.
Price?
No, I haven't even asked. I'm so impressed.
So, one, do you believe that this is developed by hardcore athletes now?
Yeah, but he didn't go totally upside down, but I'll give you that. Okay.
Okay, so now you've got to go totally upside down to prove it. You got to go totally upside down, they said.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I dared this man to go upside down.
Just don't hurt yourself.
Okay, he's going to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That was good.
Excellent work.
Wow.
So, Dick, can I get a yes on we're developed by hardcore athletes now?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Well, price point.
$59 for a lifetime warranty on the product. Available at Apple stores, Best Buy, Dick's, Sports Authority, Walmart, and Target. 9,000 locations in the U.S., And the key thing is that it's made for the iPhone. It's made for the iDevice. You can control your music, up, down volume. You can start, stop. You can answer calls. And you can do it in the rain. And you can sweat all day long in this product.
With non-Apple devices?
Awesome.
For non-Apple devices, we have a single button control for the Android devices.
Okay. So
absolutely. We do have two different models.
Are they both the same price?
We have different price points for 10 different products.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why anybody wouldn't use these unless the sound quality is really bad.
Well, we've designed the sound quality for runners just like you.
Oh.
And what we've done is we've developed it so you can hear your surroundings while you run. It's really important for women in particular who want to run. They tell us that they want to be able to hear their surroundings while they run. So what we've done is we've balanced through audiologists the outside sound with the inside sound, and so what with the music that's being played, and so it's a very unique way of listening to your music.
It's not like a noise canceling type of environment at all.
It's not a noise canceling, and it's done by design. It's by athletes for athletes, and so you can enjoy your music while you're outside or on the treadmill in the gym. Would you like to try a set?
Yes. I would. I want to know if they could fit in my weird ears.
Get her a set.
Thank you.
Let me be right back.
Thanks. Well,
he could get two.
I would say I'll try it out, but who wants your gross earphones once you use them?
No, you know, we have plenty of room here, so get ready.
I'm not going to do any of that parkour. Oh, all right.
That's what we have. Okay.
All right, here's back.
Okay.
Twist
the mallet. The mallet.
Well, first, we'll go to this side now. We'll twist and lock on this side now. Do you have this? Twist. And lock into place. Now, I'll use my iPhone, and you can dangle my iPhone off of that wire.
Okay.
Does it look like it's going to fall out?
No.
You watch that? Is it going to fall out?
No.
Okay.
They're not. They're tight.
Now, this is my iPhone, not her iPhone.
Stand.
We'll see if it will dangle off of her iPhone.
Okay. This is...
Does it work?
You know, I feel like I'm some sort of a zoo animal, but I'll tell you, they're staying in my ears. They're...
It's guaranteed to not fall out. It's guaranteed to be comfortable. And the bottom line is if...
Okay, Sarah is going to turn upside down. Get ready. Get set. Whoa, Sarah. Excellent. Whoa.
Okay, they're...
Amazing.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
If this product is not right for you,
gonna pass out.
Not the right size for you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is take a picture of your ear, send it into our customer service, and they will send you the exact size for your ear, guaranteed.
I love it. This is great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
These are awesome.
Thank you.
Well, you don't want them back. I know how it goes.
Thanks so much.
That was fun.
That was great.
That was fun.
Hilton was also saying that you can listen to Surrey through the headphones also, or interact with Surrey.
On the 4S.
Oh, Sea Crane. Leah loves the folks at Sea Crane.
They love us.
Hey, Dan, how are you? Good, thank you.
Hi.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
All the time. I love the
we
show.
Listen to you all the time. Well, really? Once I heard him. Okay, no. Anyway, we are actually live now, so we're live streaming. What's new? What are you showing at the show? What's the newest, greatest Sea Crane thing?
The newest, greatest Sea Crane thing.
Well, I mean, you can have two of them if you want.
Would probably be something in the middle. We call this the CC Gozo. So this like old style but new style. AM, FM, but very cute.
Okay.
Radio with excellent sound. And beyond that, we've got our CC Wi-Fi radio. This is a Wi-Fi internet radio. Leo bought one of these for his mother.
Oh, that's the one.
Yes.
Didn't you have a great big one last year?
We had a bigger one in the past.
Oh, okay. So this
one has a nice form factor. And it gets Pandora, Last FM. I have one of these by my bedside in Hong Kong where I live, and I do the quality assurance for all these products for Sea Crane.
Okay.
But I think Leo's mom still loves this. I hope so.
Yeah.
She does.
And what does that retail for?
They are $159.
$159? Okay.
And then this is one of our newer products. This is called Domino's, is what that's called. This is a Wi-Fi antenna. And what this will do
I thought you were going to play a flute tune.
Actually, it almost looks like a sword, doesn't it? Look out.
Yeah.
What you can do is connect this to a laptop or other computer, and it will extend the range of your Wi-Fi by up to a mile line of sight. These are great. I carry this with me when I go to a hotel, and maybe you set up your laptop at the hotel, and you can get, let's say, 8 wireless access points.
Really?
You plug this in, stick it on the window, or hang it from a curtain.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, bingo, there's 30 access points.
You can really use something like this at CES.
Great when you travel.
They've
saved me so many times.
Yeah.
I was just at my parents' in Seattle, and I could only find one open
network. What did his parents say? He doesn't call enough? Your mother was calling us.
You're never right.
I'm trying to escape.
Well, she's annoying us, so we were just
her passing. Name's Bunny. She hops around a lot.
Yeah. What does that cost?
These are selling for $109.
Okay.
$109, and they're worth every penny.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
CCCrane.com? CCCrane.com.
CCCrane.com.
Thank you.
Looking stuff. Bye bye. Enjoy your show.
We're walking.
I love that Wi-Fi extender.
You know, when you go on a tour, they go, "We're walking. We're walking. We're walking."
Yeah, we indeed are walking.
We're trying to see if something catches our eye. Perfect path.
It's almost after a while you start going,
Boxy. We like Boxy, right?
Boxy, yeah.
Yeah, let's see what Boxy's up to.
The Hack 5 people are doing a stand-up in front of Boxy right now.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we can...
We could always come back.
Yeah.
Although, let's see what's on the other side of Boxy.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's good.
Well, wait a second. Hold on.
What?
We've got some sort of a crazy Jeep.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't think we can have a fun
Hang
show.
On. Okay.
Without getting in this guy.
What is this? I think we're walking without our camera guy.
He's behind us.
Oh, he's there already.
Yeah.
He's fast.
He knows what's
Hilton
up.
Is like the shadow. Wow. He is fast. Are you with these folks? We are actually live on the air right now.
We're
intrigued.
Hey,
Mike, we are live.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
So tell us what this guy is.
This is the most powerful off-road vehicle you can buy right now. It's an 88-horsepower Razor by Polaris. And this is extreme off-roading. This is the Corvette of off-roaders. It's unbelievable. It's got 14 inches of travel, so you're never going to get stuck on a rock. And it's also available in four-seater. So you can take your family with you.
Oh, yeah. This is a great family. Yeah, great family vehicle.
I see it. You've got an iPad plugged in, and yes, then also some, it looks like some sort of a camera.
Yeah, GoPro. We've got some LED lights. Just to show all the accessories that are available, there's also an iPod dock in there with a remote control. So you can add some technology to this. These LED lights are unbelievable. They're very unobtrusive, so you don't have to worry about them getting caught on a branch or anything like that.
Is it a two-cycle or a four?
It's four-cycle.
Four-cycle engine.
Four-cycle engine, and it's got a 7.5 gallon tank, so you can go probably 100-mile radius at least
what
in the desert.
What is the top
speed? Well, you know, in off-road language, we don't talk about top speed.
Oh,
it's
okay.
About how much can your stomach take?
Oh, okay. Well, how many bumps per hour?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But because of that suspension, you really don't have to worry about the bumps too much. You can even get power steering if you want.
Oh, really? So, oh, okay.
Can I sit in it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I want to know what this feels like.
A motorcycle type with a steering. This is much more like a car. The steering wheel even has a shock absorber on it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's got a tilt wheel just like your car.
Okay, start it up.
Yeah, where's the keys? Come on. Let's do
it. You want to start it up?
I'll be good.
All right.
I'll be safe.
Put your foot on the brake here so we can... I better shut it off.
I really want it to go forward.
But, you know, a Corvette is $52,000. This is $16,000. So what a deal. It's an automatic transmission, so you could drive this thing, no problem.
And then what's
that's
this little
your,
remote here?
That's your iPod remote control, so you got your iPod dock up here.
Of course I do.
You got
of course
your speakers.
I do. Oh, this is great.
So you got all the comforts of home here.
How much do I need in my bank account to buy this?
$16,000, but you know you can get a little less extreme version for about $12,000.
Okay.
And again, like I said, with a four-seater, you could take your friends with you and just have a blast.
Sure. Well,
what do you think, honey?
Alone.
Should we get? What do you think?
Yeah.
Should we get the $16,000 one?
I think we should.
Oh, you know, because the kids will really like
we
it.
We need the power steering.
Yeah, Biff is four. And Edna's three. They'll love it.
They'll love
okay,
this.
Okay, we're going to get one.
Exactly. The Ranger Razor.
Yes.
2012
thank
model.
You.
This
okay.
is great.
Thanks for stopping
thank
by.
You.
Thank you.
If only.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's legal to drive down the streets of San Francisco in one of those.
Well, he did say it's off-road.
That's true.
Oh, Boxy. Okay. We're going to see the... Oh, I think Boxy's still... I think the Boxy people are still... Nicole is running in, muscling her way in, trying to get someone to come out. And, oh, they're done.
Okay.
They're done.
We found him.
We've
we
got
found
it made. We're wrestling our
the
way
man,
in.
The man of Boxy. Hello, Avner.
Caroline.
Good, how are you?
They're old buddies.
Yeah, we're old friends.
Yes, okay.
Well, we love Boxy. And
we love Tweet.
I'm glad. Exactly. So
what changed from last year's Boxy to the new one?
So the big thing we're showing is the Boxy dongle. So we had the Boxy box.
Boxy dongle, okay.
Right. And now we have the dongle that enables users to get live TV on Boxy. So over-the-air broadcast, NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC in HD. And then when you combine that with Netflix, with you know YouTube, with Vudu, we believe that provides users with a real alternative to cable. So we're aiming that at cord
well,
cutters.
Well, what are we using to pick up the network?
So it comes with an antenna.
Is
so
this
an
good
HD
enough?
Antenna.
Is this good enough?
Depends, you know, where you live.
Oh, okay.
Near your a setup. Window, that
right.
sort of thing.
Yeah. I live in New York City. Now, that's
yeah,
not going to work. Oh, you do?
Yeah. So it works. It depends, again, where you live.
I live in the cellar in New York City.
In a cellar, it's not going to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
The other thing you can do is you can connect it to actually your basic cable feed.
Oh, okay.
So if you have Time Warner Cable, you can
I
call
do,
them.
Unfortunately. Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
So you can call them and say, you know what, instead of paying $80 a month, I just want CBS.
$18 a month, 18, did you see?
80. I don't know how much you're paying.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, the average
close
user,
to 200.
200?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can help you save, you know, maybe you can get a bigger TV for your cellar.
Does the dongle come bundled with the antenna, or are they
yes.
sold separately?
Yeah, yeah, it okay. comes in this
well, now,
box.
So now, if you own a Boxy, you just buy the dongle. Now,
right.
do you make a combo
We'll make a combo. Right now, people are pre-ordering it from our site.
I see. Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, we'll make combos.
And the price?
$49. And there's no subscription fee, right? So you get the metadata. You'll be able to see all of your friends are watching it on Facebook, all that stuff. So we're boxifying traditional TV.
And all Boxy boxes will have the ability to handle the dongle already.
Yes. Yeah. And U.S. and Canada only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So within a couple of weeks or so, it's going to come out.
Perfect.
So really soon.
Perfect.
So you can order from Boxy or...
Boxy.tv. They can go and they can pre-order one. And, yeah, we're looking forward for the feedback. We'll see how it goes. Many people have been asking for DVR, other stuff, even before we got the product out. So
right.
We'll see.
Okay.
We're excited.
Something that you're working on?
You stand here, and we'll be back in 2013. And
you can
tell us.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
We'll come to you first.
Next year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh.
Is it really, you're running, so it's not going to fall?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're very strong headphones. Once they're in your ear, you basically can't get them out,
right.
No matter how hard you try.
With a chisel. All right.
We're back.
And let's see. Shredders.
I like
shredders.
Do you?
Oh, I like to shred things.
Oh, you mean you like shredders in general?
Yeah, in general.
Well, shall we look at the swingline shredders?
Let's see what they have.
Hey, why not?
Okay. Hi. We're live.
We've come to talk shredding.
Right.
Something that...
Oh, do you have things that we can... Oh, do you have unusual things that we can shred?
No, we don't do the ones where you shred your iPhones and stuff, but here's what you can do.
No, how about CD-ROMs?
CD-ROMs, we have the larger office shredders that shred CD-ROMs.
Okay.
But here are the machines that traditional shredding, you had to stand and feed shredders. These ones you just put in 60, 80, or 100 sheets.
Oh, this I like.
Shut the lid, and you're done. You go on, do your dinner, go out, play, whatever you
want. Are they shedding one sheet at a time, or how's it working?
They pull in one to two sheets at a time. There's a roller-based technology, as you can see here, and they pull in the sheets from the bottom.
I like this.
And what that does is that it goes slow and steady, so the shredders don't jam. Normally, traditional shredders jam, because people want to be done with shredding. And when they want to be done with shredding, they put in too many papers in there, sorry. And with these shredders, you don't have to worry about that. The 80, 100, and the models above also have the AutoPlus technology in them so that the shredder, if it ever encounters a jam, reverses forwards, tries to clear itself out. If it still has a problem, then it has an indicator that it says, come help me.
I can't do it.
I can't. I tried. I shut down. I went backwards. I can't do it.
Help. But outside of that,
another neat thing is that when you look at your mail, when you're opening your mail, you can have one of these babies sitting next to you, leave it there.
Mailbox, mail, bill,
when you're done with your mail,
tax form.
Shut it and off you go, and it'll take care
of
it. And you don't have to waste half an hour going,
I know. I love this. So now, tell us price points.
Okay. You're going to love this part about it.
We'll determine that.
The everyday street price points on those are $150 for the smallest one.
Okay.
And of course, you can look for deals on those to go lower.
Okay.
$200 for the ATX and $250 for these ones.
Okay. Okay. These and the little guy can take how many papers?
The little guy does 60 sheets. This model
does
80 sheets. Most users shred about 20 sheets or so at a time.
Yeah.
What 60 sheets allows
you? If you're
you
in an office, you might need more.
Turn your
depending.
Badge around so we can see. Okay.
What the shredder does with the 60 sheets is every now and then when you're clearing out your desk, you may have a lot more sheets.
Right.
On a regular basis, most people use 10 to 20 sheets. So the shredder, you can stack it up. When it's filled up, then you shut it and off you go.
And where are they available?
They're available. These ones just launched at Staples and Office Depot. They'll be at Office Max by the end of the month. And they will be available on Amazon and through online retailers that sell
these. Wow. This is great.
I love this idea. Talk about convenience and safety. Really.
Yeah. I wish I had something to shred.
I know. Shred these headphones.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
No.
That do that, right?
Yeah, right. That's great. It's great.
Thank you so much.
Credit cards and staples and paper
clips. Your website is?
Swingline.com.
Swingline.com.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you love our red staplers, you love our shredders.
We know. I recognize the logo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. This is wonderful.
Good products. Necessary.
Oh, that is nice. I like that.
Yes, that's right.
That is right.
Dun, dun, dun. We're marching. We're marching.
We continue our search for
You know what? Super Tooth. Let's see what they have.
Super Tooth.
Super Tooth.
All right. Let's do it.
Super Tooth. Oh, wait a minute. What is
scan, the pay
swipe, print?
This looks like some sort of receipt application.
Yeah,
for mobile
business.
Maybe.
Let's find out. Mobile business.
It looks a little like what you would see the Apple Store employees walking
around.
Oh
yeah,
with.
maybe.
Let's see if somebody here can talk to us.
Oh,
about
there's
this.
Just one guy.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Good. Anyway, we're live. So tell us about PaySaver.
We're intrigued.
Okay.
I'm guessing this has something to do with make a payment. Well, yeah, I hope so. But, okay, I'll let you explain what this is.
All right, great. Hi. So this is a full point of sale solution, complete solution where you can plug in your iPod Touch or your iPhone. Open up our app, which is in the App Store. It's called USA ePay. And then accept a credit card swipe payment, print a receipt for your customer. And if you have inventory or products, this also has a barcode scanner, so you can scan it in and then make a payment.
Okay, great. That's the barcode scanner?
Managing the inventory, doing a secure card swipe, printing the receipt with a thermal printer makes it a complete point-of-sale solution.
I know the Square system has gotten a lot of interest, and people love the paperless quality of it, but I guess this applies to people who at least their customers want actual receipts.
Well, two things. We have a solution that's just called the Clip. If you can see over there, let me grab it for you.
Okay.
And so this is more comparable to the Square because it just provides the card swipe. So this is the paperless version of it.
Okay.
The main difference here is the swiper is encrypted end to end. Unlike the Square, which is unencrypted. So that's a huge security hole right there. The other portion is we are going through the bottom connector, the 30-pin connector of the iOS devices. We have to certify with Apple for that. We're not going through the headphone jack, which is just designed for audio devices. That's the main deal. Now, the reason for this one is we've done a ton of trade shows before where we actually sell our own products, and there is a good chunk of people who still demand a printed receipt. There's some people like you and me who are on the tech side. We can use our finger to swipe.
You know, I think a big part of it is, even though you and I might want paperless, I have to submit paper receipts to work if I want to expense things.
I know. They don't do anything with them.
It's not really me. It's other people.
It could be a corporate restriction or a requirement. And some people are just more comfortable knowing that they have a receipt. Now, the last thing, the merchant is actually a little bit more protected if they have a signed receipt from the customer in case there is a chargeback, which is a huge issue as well in the merchant services industry. But these are pretty much the highlights of our iOS device here.
Now, how much does this cost?
This costs $295 retail,
okay.
Which is very comparable to larger terminal type of point-of-sale systems out there.
Okay, and the little guy that just is paperless?
The little guy actually comes free with a year service of our gateway, a year contract, or standalone at $69.95.
Okay.
$70.
Is there a contract required for this?
You can buy this is a one-time $295 fee.
Okay.
But the service comes with our gateway, which is $10
a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a portion of sales. It's just a monthly service fee.
Monthly fee. The only transaction fee you get charged is by your bank, which nobody really can control. The merchant or us, we can't control that. So we charge you a flat $10 fee. Brings your percentage to about 1.4 per transaction, a lot lower than Square or any other competitor out there.
Okay. If you've got a full roll of paper in there, how long usually do you if people expect to go before they'd have to change?
About 50 to 80 sales if you're doing the long receipts, meaning the receipt for the customer and the merchant.
Where is the paper in this? Is it
right here?
Oh, okay. It's
standard thermal printer roll.
Pretty,
you can actually buy the paper anywhere that this standard paper is sold, giving you good prices.
Yeah.
Yes, thermal printer.
Thermal printing.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
All right, so if anyone's watching now and says, I love this, it's perfect for me, where do they go?
They go to paysaver.com to check it out. All the info is there, how to buy it, what it looks like, image gallery, press kit. Everything.
Perfect.
It'll ship anywhere in the world?
It will ship anywhere in the world. It works internationally.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, never mind.
PaySaver.com. All right. It's time to thank some service very near and dear to all of us at Twit, and that's Squarespace.
Squarespace, my website's on Squarespace.
Mine is too. Now, let's say you were in love with this Pace Saber, and you thought, you know, I really want to blog post about this. I want to share it with the world. I don't have a blog, or the blog that I have is really ugly. And where am I going to go? Squarespace is the perfect place to start up blogs again. You got something to talk about? You want to host pictures? You want a photo gallery?
I want all that.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, there's no place, is there? No,
well, there's Squarespace. You and I know about Squarespace, but there's a good chance that you don't know how great Squarespace can be, because you don't have to know anything about coding. You don't have to know CSS. You don't have to know HTML. You don't really have to know anything except wanting to share things with people. They have really great themes just to start yourself off with. If you go to squarespace.com, they have a theme gallery to just give you an idea of all the different blogs that you could start up. It's not just blogging. I mean, you could be a professional photographer. You could...
A professional writer?
A professional writer. You could want to start up, you know, a regular newsletter of sorts.
Show your own artwork?
Absolutely. That's a great use for Squarespace. They also have a variety of widgets. So if you're very active on Twitter, you can have your Twitter widget right there on your main blog. You can display a Flickr photo gallery, and so on. Squarespace is extremely customizable. You don't have to know any code, but if you do and you want to customize your blog, you can do that too.
You can do, yeah. It's great.
Really good import feature as well. If you've already been using, let's say Typepad for a bunch of years and you think, Squarespace sounds great, but how am I going to get all my data over? I don't want to lose anything. They have a great import feature and an export feature as well. They will not hold your data hostage. So here's what you do. For 2 weeks, you can sign up to use Squarespace completely free. You don't have to have a credit card. You don't have to do anything. Just name, email address, and you're off and running. You can pick your domain. Once you're done with that, Squarespace, the code is CES1. That's our special Twit code for you to get 30% off your blog for three months. So if you like it after two weeks of your free trial, you've got something good going, and you think, I love this. This is going to really wow people. I can tell everybody about... my latest vacation trip. You know, I've got all these photos. I want to do something really nice with it. You get 30% off for 3 months with our special offer code CES1. And again, that's squarespace.com. And we thank them so much for sponsoring us.
Okay.
Where to?
We were going to go to Supertooth.
Oh, yes, that's right.
They are.
That's confused with Supertramp. That's different.
Hi, good.
Hello.
So we're live. Okay, so show us what you introducing at CES.
This is Supertooth. They are the leader in Bluetooth accessories in Europe and also moving into the United States. They have very sleek products. This is the Disco 2 coming out in Q1 for $99. It has left and right speaker functionality, so you can have a dueling pair going at one time. It's unique to the market.
You need two of them?
You can have a single or a dueling pair.
Oh, okay. You need dueling pair if you want stereo.
Right.
Okay.
So that kicks out 16 watts RMS. It also has medium tweeters as well as a subwoofer. This is the Crystal. It is going to provide up to 20 hours of talk time on a 3-hour charge. It is their revamped version of the classic Bluetooth speakerphone for the car. And then you have their other line of products, including the HD, which won the Innovations Award this year. Honoree.
What's the price the big speaker?
The Disco 2 is going to be available Q1, $99. The Crystal, $69, Q1. And they're both available at supertooth.net. Correct. Thank you so much,
okay.
Jake. It's
and your
great
website
to
see
you.
Is supertooth.com?
Supertooth.net.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Supertooth. The key
Supertooth.
Is wireless Bluetooth technology.
Where are we going now? There. All right. Yes, yes, yes.
Bikes.
We're going over to where you know, Sarah and I basically are jocks.
We are.
We did the headphones for jockey people.
We're very into parkour.
And now we're going into the iBike.
The iBike.
So the iBike is, we're going to tell,
well,
hi guys,
we
we're actually live.
Hi there.
So we're live streaming.
We'd love
so
to know
tell us about
more
iBike.
About the iBike.
Fastest way to get fit on a bike. Yeah, fastest way to get fit on the bike.
Okay, that's good. Okay, let's go. To the next
Sounds
car.
Good.
Okay.
No, I'm okay. just kidding.
Go ahead. More.
What we've developed okay. here is based on exercise science, measurement science, and computer science. We've developed an application that uses power measurement.
Power measurement?
We're using power measurement on a bicycle, which has been about 15, 20 years the standard measurement for elite and competitive cyclists. We wanted to introduce that to everyday people that want to ride their bike and get the benefits of training with power without having to worry about oxygen uptake, the standard number itself of the wattage of the power they're putting out. So if you want to take a look here at the camera, we've developed an application.
Here we go. Let's turn that for.
I can take it off of here for you guys and make it a little easier.
Actually, Hilton's very good at getting things. But.
So what we do here is we've created an application that keeps zones practically. So it's going to tell you, you know, stay in the green for a little while, for X amount of time. And it's going to say, hey, let's bump it up into this orangish red zone.
When it says stay in the green, pedal at the rate you're pedaling
You're really not putting forth a great effort at that point.
That's us.
So now it puts you in a red zone. Let's pick up the pace a little bit. Let's do a little bit of work. We're going to hold this strength zone for 2 minutes, for example.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people would be familiar with this type of concept from heart monitors on fitness.
Training made simple for everybody to use. We want to appeal to children. We want to appeal to people that want to stay heart healthy. We want to appeal to the person that wants to go out and lose 6 pounds in 6 weeks. We want to make it easy and feasible and tangible for everybody to have results and get out on their bike and enjoy outside and Mother Nature.
And all you do is attach it to your bike and you're off and running? Are
Absolutely.
There any hidden wires we don't see?
What you see here?
Something to measure the wheel going around, right?
Inside this case is an iPhone. It'll also work with an iPod Touch. It's okay. using the iOS platform and an application. Inside of here, there's a 30-pin connector with sensors. We use Ant Plus technology at the moment. It's just got a simple speed and cadence sensor here to detect the pedal RPMs as well as the wheel speed.
So there's no wire. This is wireless between the two.
Wireless Ant Plus technology.
Okay.
In addition to that, we also use wind, barometric, and accelerometers to measure power output. Okay? So this is deriving a power measurement, which is a more accurate way to derive caloric burn.
Okay. And the price point?
This is going to be released to the market with sensors mount in the unit and in one application for $269. I believe March 1st we're going to release to
March
sales.
1st. Okay.
And what about the iPad app that I see behind you? Because I'm partial to those.
We thought it would be fun.
She's a very big bike.
We thought it would be fun to create an application for people to use indoors during this time of year to have iPads. So some people at competitive cycle or people that have bikes have what's called a stationary trainer. We have the resistance curve for several different trainers, about 80 actually. And based on the power curve, we can create a nice power measurement for you to use indoors while you have your iPad. We'll be able to split screen, read the New York Times, watch a movie, play a game while you're doing your workout.
Okay, okay.
I love working out with my iPad now, but it's at the expense of seeing what I'm doing on the stationary bike.
Absolutely. So we're deriving ways to split the screen and allow you to multitask while you're still doing your workout. Included in this, we have about 40 pre-programmed workouts ranging from 40 minutes up to 2 hours. For someone that says, hey, I want to wake up, I got to go to work in an hour and 15 minutes, but I'd love to get a 40-minute workout in, there it is. And this product is selling right now. It's called our iBike Workout, and it's on our website, I believe, at
$69. $69 for the iBike Workout.
And it does indeed work. If you wanted to catch a clip of it, you can see it in action. Oh, maybe not. Let me start it up for you here. Falling asleep on us. There you go. Simple as that.
I love this. This is great. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Are you sold? Are you going to become
a
hardcore
Bert
bike guy?
Says that you, for your show,
yes.
have been needing a stand like
oh,
this.
Oh, that's what you were pointing to.
That's, yeah.
It's very true. What is this guy anyway?
See, it just shows you Bert's athletic ability. Well, we're talking about biking
right.
and burning calories.
And Bert's saying, don't kid yourselves. What you want is an iPad stand so you can sit there and play with your apps. Thank you, iBike.
Okay.
You inferred, and he's right.
We're being sent over to
Zag.
We are following Nicole, who
Let's
is sending us to the Zag.
Why not?
Is this a Zag man here?
That's ZigZag.
But we are live on...
Hello, Brad from Zag.
Brad.
Very well, thank you.
The only reason we came is because we can say Brad from Zag.
Yeah.
That's it. We're going.
It's no.
Okay.
Reason.
Okay.
Thanks for
coming. Okay.
So tell us, what is Zag?
What do we have?
What do we have here?
Zag is actually an acronym. At Zag, we are zealous about great gadgets.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What do you think?
We like it so far.
You like it? Let me show you probably our newest and most innovative product. This is called our Zag Flex. This is a portable keyboard product that is compatible with any Bluetooth device. So it links up via Bluetooth. As you can see, it's very light, and it comes in a handy little carrying case.
So this is for all the folks who love their tablets but just need a keyboard every so often and really don't want to deal with wires.
Exactly. And again, the beauty of this is that it's compatible with all of the different operating systems, and in fact it has on the back of it a switch that allows you to choose either the iOS or the Android formats.
Because the keyboards are different.
Yeah, because many of the tablet devices come in obviously the different formats, and with the function keys specifically on a typical
function
keyboard,
okay.
They could be built specifically for the iOS or the Android format, but this allows you...
It was actually a trick question.
It was a great question. It was a great question. I hope I answered it sufficiently for your needs. That is a $79.99 retail product.
Okay. Is that out now?
That is out now. It's available on Zag.com and at many of our retail partners.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
so much.
Okay.
I've been looking for... We appreciate you telling us about your Zag Showstopper.
There's Brad from Zag, ladies and gentlemen.
That was Brad from Zag. I have actually been looking for a portable keyboard.
Okay,
should we go down this row and
see what we find?
Sure.
Nicole, are you leading us in any direction?
Sorry.
That's okay. Wait, the sheriff's car.
A police vehicle.
All right, we're going this
sure
way.
Not sure what's happening there.
Andrea Smith, ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Smith from ABC World News Now. Andrea, say
hi,
hello
Andrea.
To the Twit audience. We are live.
Oh, how are you?
There we go. We share responsibilities on World News Now.
We do. We have a good time.
Right.
A good
time. Yeah, we always have a meeting over who's going to show what gadget. And she's a woman, and she says, oh, Dick, I'm a woman. I should be able to show it first.
I just say I'm younger. I should go first.
Yeah, she made it worse.
Touché.
She made it worse.
Touché.
Okay. All right.
That's one of the best parts of the show is that you keep running into like-minded folks.
Yes, exactly.
Friends and neighbors.
What should we see what they're doing in that booth, that dark booth?
I think so.
What's going on in the booth?
Let's find out. I have a feeling it has something to do with projectors.
Hi. Good. So what do we have here?
So this is Microvision. We do ultra miniature lasers.
We're live.
Sorry.
Okay.
I know. Sorry. This is Mark Burson. He's our marketing manager, and he can tell you a little bit about the interactive tech we have.
Okay. Thank you. We're streaming live from Twit TV.
Nice. What's up, everyone?
So we, start from the beginning. Why are you in this dark booth?
I'm sorry, not my beginning.
We went through that last year.
Microvision's been around since 1993. Publicly traded on the NASDAQ since 1996. Was started in the labs of UW. Began creating heads-up displays, things for military applications, and then got into actually creating image out of laser display devices. So we created our first generation laser display engine a few years back. And now at CES 2012, we're introducing our PicoP Generation 2 HD laser display engine. Now, that's a laser display engine capable of displaying HD content from a device that fits in your pocket. Not only that, but through our Pico Magic applications, you're now able to go ahead and interact with an image. Yeah, your fingers are in the way.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. You're able to go ahead and interact with an image.
You've got something on your finger.
It's actually a reflector that senses or
it's a trick. It's a trick.
Oh, I'd love to say it was a trick, but it's not. It's our Pico Magic PicoP Touch Interactive Projection Technology. And the laser actually senses a disruption, which then understands what I want it to do. So if I want this image up here, I just go ahead and pull it. If I want this image, I can bring this image up as well.
Wow. This
In addition to that, if you guys want to stop by our Venetian suite at 31231, you can see Pico P3D. And now that's, again, our Pico Magic demonstration device using Microvision's Pico P Generation 2 laser display engine with 3D content being pushed through it, as well as touch interactive content.
Wow.
If people are interested in what you're showing, is this something that's available now for purchase?
Well, I'll tell you what, Microvision actually has their ShowWX Plus HDMI line of Pico projectors. That is available for purchase. What we're showing here is a demonstration device for use in demonstrating our Pico P Gen 2 HD laser display engine, as well as our Pico Magic 3D and touch interactive applications. We also have over here a prototype ShowWX Plus HDMI utilizing our Pico P Generation 2 engine in a 25 lumen configuration.
So this stuff isn't actually for sale then now?
Just the one he's holding,
these
right?
These particular devices are not. This one I'm holding is.
And what's the price point on the one you're holding?
The MSRP on this is $349.
Okay. Now, I have a great idea as a marketing tool, which if you use, I would like a mini portion of the profits. Okay? This is projection clothing. You wear a white shirt, and then you carry this somewhere on your person, probably in your attaché case, and you can project new clothes every day. Doesn't this look good,
so this
ladies and gentlemen?
This sounds like that story, The Emperor's New Clothes, where all of a sudden he was naked.
This is the Emperor's projection clothes.
Like this, I'd rather just project onto myself and then touch myself, okay? So we can do that,
wow,
too.
Wow, okay.
You can project on any surface. And you never have to focus the device. And with the touch interactive technology from Microvision, you don't have to calibrate anything. So, yeah, I'll take your idea, but I'd rather just touch myself.
Wow, okay? A man touching himself, and yet it's completely decent.
Never thought
great.
That would happen. Right?
Great. Yeah.
This is one of the more interesting conversations we've had tonight. Thank you so
much.
A real showstopper.
Okay. We should be given something to drink again, I think.
We would. Hi, Annalisa. Good to see you again.
Okay. We're almost coming to the end of the booths here.
We are.
Okay.
We've done quite well. Ooh, I do want to go to the Roku booth.
Yes, I was just going to say, we need to see Roku.
We got to see Roku.
Our friends at Roku.
Do you have a Roku box?
I have two Roku boxes. So I love Roku.
I do, too.
And we're going to grab somebody from Roku.
Fan.
Yeah, we're going Roku. Who can we get?
Hi, Roku. Did we? So,
we're live streaming.
So
okay.
Last time I talked to you folks was back at Gadget in San Francisco, right? Is that the one?
Last time I saw you.
So, we love Roku. Dick and I are streaming live for Twit now, and we've heard a lot about the new Roku dongle, for example. So, what are you showing off here today?
Well, it depends on how familiar you are with Roku.
We are very familiar,
so,
right?
So the newest thing is the Roku streaming stick. Let's see if I can grab one here.
Okay.
So this is coming out the second half of this year. Roku streaming stick, it takes everything that our Roku 2 XS does, puts it in this very small package with an MHL port. So MHL is looks like HDMI, but it adds the ability to power the device and control the device. With MHL equipped TVs, all you have to do is plug this in, connect it to your network, and you're good to go. There's no power supply. There's no video cable to run. We announced a deal with Best Buy and their Insignia brand. So in the second half of this year, certain Insignia models will come with this bundled with it to make what amounts to not a smart TV into a smart TV.
Oh, wow, okay. But so you have to look for what kind of an output on the TV.
It's called MHL.
MHL, okay.
Mobile High Definition Link.
Okay.
It originally was intended for mobile phones to connect and stream content to your TV. We think it's a great way to add smart TV content and not have to buy a new TV.
To the MHL folks. Tom and I did last night at Digital Experience.
You're right.
And they're definitely experimenting with trying to get MHL into as many devices as possible. As far as the streaming stick goes, when I first heard about this, I thought, well, as TVs get smaller and smaller, are you going to have something sticking out of your beautiful, thin, bezel-free television?
We're definitely thinking about that, and the answer is no. There'll be some way to get it out of the way and nicely hidden.
Well, you know, you could you need the dongle that comes out and then folds up, so at least
right.
it could be.
It's not going to be sticking into your wall.
Straight up
out
and
of
down,
the side of your TV.
That's great.
This is something that will be available for purchase, what'd you say, Q2?
In this fall.
Is there a price point?
It's going to be in the range of our existing products, so $49 and $99 is where we are,
okay.
So you can expect
okay.
in that range.
And will one be able to get Twit on that?
Twit and Twit Live, yes.
All right, there we go.
That's all we care about.
That made it worthwhile.
That's why we love Roku.
That's the only reason we did an hour and a half show, so that we could
talk about Twit Live on Roku. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you
Have
know what?
Show.
We are being told that we should get a turkey wrap. Does she mean? What does she mean?
She means that we have come to the end of our show.
Oh, I cannot.
I can't.
You mean we've been broadcasting for 6 hours?
Ten hours.
Wow, it went by like it was 90 minutes.
We don't want to stop. You know what? All of our producers want to go get some creme brulee.
Okay. You know what? The camera's going to go off because Hilton wants to eat. But Sarah and I are going to pretend we're still on the air.
That's right.
And
we're going to continue the show.
From booth to
Gorilla
booth.
Style.
Sarah, this is really great
Wasn't
fun. We got to do San Diego Comic Con.
We did.
Tom was in there. But now we know that we really make a great team.
We sure do. Thank you so much for letting me be part of
the weekly Daily Gizmos.
Thank you so much to everybody for watching our special show at Showstoppers
from Las Vegas. And remember, whatever happens in Vegas happens to you at Twit.
That's right. It doesn't stay in Vegas.
We don't hold anything
because you're
back.
Watching.
We don't care.
We can't keep it to ourselves. Enjoy, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.